what's going on, yo? Sick and tired of 5-0 running up on the block, you know what I'm saying? Yo, still, they came around looking for you the other day.
Word,
bust it.
Well, hello, and welcome to season two. Big season two, Matt.
Yeah. Hopefully this one will be a little longer than the usual three episodes.
Yeah, longer than three episodes. for those of you who have subscribed to the show and aren't new, of course, this is Better Than Shakespeare, Corey and Matt show, and I guess you already know that we're I'm Corey.
And I'm Matt, and I put on a description on iTunes that Corey and I are already legends in podcasting. Apparently, true. some people in the email didn't think we were legends.
Really?
Yeah.
Why aren't we legends?
Apparently, you have to do more than three episodes to be a legend.
But I think
semantics, really.
I think what you were invoking was past podcasting glory.
It is true. It is true. But only about 10 people heard that. So.
Really.
This is going to the world. This is, you know what? We're gonna hold that Guinness Book of World Records record one day.
Yeah, you know, screw Ricky Gervais. What's he doing? He's all up in our grill. He's fronting. And I don't like it. So one day we're going to take it, man.
I know, exactly.
We're taking it one lonely person at a time. That was my shout-out to Duncan for the night, who, as you might notice, is absent.
Or you might not, as he probably didn't talk for the first 10 minutes of the first episode he was in.
Yeah, he wasn't a huge figure on the show, but yeah, Duncan is gone.
I don't think
he'll be on this entire season, Matt.
Yeah, I mean, we were really surprised with how well these podcasts seem to do, and we sort of went to him again and said, look, like, check out the numbers kind of thing. Do you want to do it again? No.
I think he enjoyed the show much more when he thought no one was listening.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think the whole embarrassment factor of not knowing anything about where you come from.
Yeah, I think that sort of got to him. When you and I, two people from, you know, the Maritimes, you know, currently,
yeah,
know more about Asian culture than he does. You know, arguably an Asian person.
That is arguable.
It is arguable. Asian. But so he's gone. He'll be gone this season. So I think in his stead, what we're going to try to do is bring in more guests.
Yeah, more guests for the people. You know what? That's what we're trying to do, is trying to please the people.
And that's all we've ever tried to do.
Really?
Please the fans.
And this is the only time that it's ever sort of worked.
Only time it's ever worked. So we'd like to thank everyone who has listened to the show. But here's what I'd like to do, Matt, and if you'll just indulge me for a second.
Sure.
I would like to get people to actually email us.
Wow. You mean we won't have to make them up anymore?
We won't have to make them up anymore. You see, we have a lot of listeners. And, you know, if you're out there and you're listening to the show, you're not the only person, surprisingly enough, this time around.
Yeah, it's very bizarre. Very bizarre feeling, especially for us, folks.
It really is. We have never had people actually listen to our show before, and, well, I mean, aside, I think, what, 50 people has ever been our highest?
Yeah, I think that was our maximum, and most of them I think we knew. So,
yeah, I think we did too.
Or they were friends of friends, or...
Exactly. So this is the first time we really don't know our audience that well, and we'd like to get to know you, so please email us.
It's radio at ginormyradio.com is the address if you want to get to know us.
You can ask us questions, you can plead. Bring Duncan back. Really, I think it's the only thing that'll work.
Actually, I think what we're going to do is, because you know what, Duncan's attitude and this whole thing really sucks.
It does, yeah.
I'm just going to be honest with you. So what I think we're going to do is we're going to set up a special email address that's going to forward right to Duncan's university email address.
Oh, that's good.
The email address is going to be Duncan, D-U-N-C-A-N, at ginormyradio.com.
I like that.
And see how badly you can annoy him, and maybe just because he wants all the emails to stop, he'll come back and you'll get more Asian news.
That's really what the people want.
We can't do Asian. We're none of us are Asian, so it's just, we lose our license to be pseudo-racist for the day.
Yeah, we can't. We can't do it.
Can't do it.
See, we weren't the ones being pseudo-racist. It was him.
It was true. I pin everything on him.
And when... let's not even get into that. But anyway, yeah, as I said, we're gonna bring in co-hosts regularly or whatever.
Yeah.
Whoever we think's funny that week, you might be on the show.
We meet you, we think you're kind of funny, we'll probably invite you to the podcast.
Yeah, you probably will. If you make us laugh, then that'll be great. Another change is we're actually going weekly.
It's true.
Which is a big change for us.
We're cranking it up. Informant,
You know, say that I'm a stormy, I'll go blam. I like you, boom, boom, bam.
Corey, I was in the car this week listening to my favorite Top 40 radio station.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Magic 93.
Okay.
Great Like Rockettes.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard a song that I have not heard for a very long time.
What song's that?
Informer by Snow.
Informer by Snow?
Yeah, I want to have a new section of the show, a new segment called Great White Rappers.
Really?
The ones who just have not gotten the respect
they deserve,
or the love that they deserve.
Yeah.
I mean, we touched on Macho Man earlier.
Yeah, we have.
And I have some of his lyrics here to show the haters out there. Hulkster sent some haters.
You know what? That's what Hulkster needs to do.
He feels he needs to do that. So anyway, I thought we'd go through the Informer lyrics here with no tune.
Okay.
Me just reading them, and then you can judge the brilliance for yourself.
I will.
All right, so let's just... apparently this song was about somebody who ratted on him or something, hence the title.
Wasn't he in jail?
Yeah, I think he was for assault.
I think he started his career while in jail.
Yeah, I think
so. Where every good rapper starts.
Exactly, especially the white ones.
Exactly.
Wearing parachute pants.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just, I'll read the first verse here, and then I'll go into the chorus, which the chorus, everybody's heard it before, because it's sort of nonsensical, it's just basically, well, I don't want to say garbage, but...
No, it's probably garbage.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the first verse. What's up, man? Hey, yo, what's up? Yeah, what's going on here? Sick and tired of 5-0 running up on the block here. You know what I'm saying. Yo, Snow, they came around here looking for you the other day. Word, busted. And then we're going to go into the chorus. Informer, you know, say, daddy, me, Snow, me, I'll go blame. I lick you, boom, boom, down. Detective Mon said, daddy, me, Snow, me, stab someone down the lane. I lick you, boom, boom, down.
Wow.
I know. I mean, we came with the title better than Shakespeare. I think we were thinking of this.
I think that's exactly what we're thinking about.
The rhyme.
I don't know about you right now, but I'm crying.
Well, when he repeats that boom twice and a licky boom boom down, I mean...
What does boom boom down mean, do you know?
No. No idea. Although, in this version of the lyrics, for whatever reason, the second time they said in the chorus, boom boom is capitalized.
Really?
Yeah, it could be one of his homies. It could be bigging up boom boom.
He's probably bigging it up, yeah.
I don't really know. This was a long time ago.
Wow. You know what? You can almost feel his pain.
I truly can.
I mean, in the nonsensical, sense. Whereas, you don't really know what he's talking about. At all. maybe that's just me.
No, I think I'm on the same wavelength here, although I'd like to read you another verse.
I would love to hear it.
All right. Bigger they are, they think. They have more power. They're on the phone, me say that on every hour. Me for want to use it once, and now me call me lover. Lover, who I'll be calling is the one Tammy, and me lover in me heart down to my belly. Yes, me daddy, me Snow, me feel cool and deadly, as the one MC Shan and the one Daddy Snow, together we all love them as a tornado. And it's spelled out phonetically like that. Like
tornado.
Yeah, it's spelled out like that.
Well, I'm moved.
I mean, when he was growing up on the shores of Jamaica, I'm sure it was...
Yeah.
Sure.
The one white guy in Jamaica.
Well, I mean, I don't know where else he developed that accent.
He's Canadian, isn't he?
Yeah. I mean, I know Toronto is very ethnically diverse, but I don't think white people are picking up these accents left, right, and center.
Wow.
Well, unless you're Asian.
Yeah. Well, that was...
Yeah, so that's... I just wanted to give a salute to Snow this week, because I thought it was...
So we can put him up as this week's... He's this week's Hall of Fame white rapper?
Hall of Fame white rapper, although I do... Because last week we never really... Or I think it was a few weeks ago, one of the past episodes anyway, we talked about Macho Man Randy Savage. Had some haters on the email.
Did you?
Yeah, had some haters on the email, so I figure, you know what, I was printing off the Snow lyrics anyway. Might as well get into some match.
Might as well, while you're at it.
Okay, some of you may not know that he released a rap album in 2003.
Whoa, what? Of course everyone knows that. Go on.
Yeah, I know, exactly. It's sold millions. It was called Be a Man.
Yep.
his call out to the Hulkster. And I have two sets of lyrics here, one from Gonna Be Trouble and one from Remember Me.
Yeah.
Some amazing lyrics. He didn't actually write these lyrics.
Who did?
Da Rascals.
Yeah, it's okay. He breathed life into them, so. it's all good.
Well, when I read an interview with him, he said that he hung out with them and talked about his experiences and stuff, and they just sort of, like, based it off his life experiences.
He's lived a rich life.
He truly has.
Yep.
He swipes people's groceries nowadays like nobody's business.
He sure does.
Okay, so let me see if I can just pick out a verse here that, I found it.
Okay.
Okay, I'll read it again, but no beat whatsoever.
Okay.
Bow down, pay homage, or the price you'll pay. I've been the king of the ring since back in the day. Beware, I'm warning you to stay out of my way, cause I'll have you running scared like a castaway. The M's, cause I push it to the maximum. And the A's for the aura that they try to become. The C's for the champ 6 times I became. The H is for the honor, I'm in the Hall of Fame. The O is for oh yeah, cause I'm so outstanding. The M's for macho, I'm the last man standing. The A's for anytime, any place we can go. And the N's for notorious, the one, macho. Remember me.
Can I just ask a question?
What?
Did he write that in grade school? Because I remember my teacher getting me to write poems like that. You know what I mean? Where you spell them out, like, you know, Christmas time, you know, like,
well,
L.
I don't know. He could have, like, he could be having some kind of slave labor operation where he has, like, 11-year-old, refugee children.
Spell it
right. Writing lyrics for him. I have no idea. Maybe that's who the Rascals are.
I don't know.
They're kids.
Maybe that's true. Maybe, like, you know, it's like the Little Rascals. You know what I mean?
It could be, or it could be the kids from the shores of Jamaica who wrote Snow's lyrics. You never know.
Maybe it's Snow. The way that guy writes, he could be, you know.
I know. He's a legend. Let's see if I can. This is a song called "Gonna Be Trouble."
Yeah.
Here's a verse.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Macho Man being a good, you know, role model for the kids, can't curse. So instead of cursing, you'll hear me do shh, and
okay,
you'll know what the word that's supposed to be there is. Shit.
Yeah. Okay. I hear you.
Okay. Here it goes. Everybody wants to talk shh. I heard it all before, but by the time I'm done with you, you're laying flat on the floor. I'm the Macho Man, number one exterminator. You see me come your way, you better say your prayers. I'm sick and tired of all the speculation. You talk that junk, now you're a hospital patient. I told you before that Randy ate plan. Now you're all swolled up, that's the price you're paying?
Mm-hmm.
You're saying sorry, but it's too late now, because I dissed you and dismissed you like a bastard child. Boom, bow! You're knocked out and don't know how. Taking shh from you chumps is something I don't allow. 3 words, Corey. Actually, 4. Words to live by.
Yep.
Words to live by.
Wow.
If only Duncan were here to see this, he'd...
To not listen to what we're saying.
Well, if he did hear what we were saying, he'd feel right at home.
He would.
Amazing. Just amazing.
Well, I'm moved now. I didn't think we were going to get, you know, all emotional on this show.
I know. It's been a...
You went all Oprah on me.
It's been a real teary episode.
Yes.
I mean, as soon as I heard the O was for oh yeah, because he's so outstanding, tears.
Definitely. There's the waterworks here.
The buckets.
You guys can't see me. Non-stop. Non-stop.
Same here, brother.
They should provide Kleenex here in the studio, because...
For sure.
There's certainly not enough for me right now. That's brilliant, Matt. I'm glad you really brought that to light, and I think every week we should highlight.
Nothing more well-known white rappers. We need to go back in time to find out the real pioneers.
Well, what about some? I mean, you know what? You know, have you heard of John Cena?
I have not.
He's another wrestler currently.
Okay.
Who just released a rap album?
I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm sorry to hear that too. He's following in the footsteps of the pioneers. So I'm thinking next week we should probably.
Well, I mean, Corey Mach talked about it right here himself. I believe he said, "The A's for the aura that they try to become."
Yeah, you're right. You did say that.
Prophecy, Corey. Prophecy.
No, it was a prophecy. Sorry for highlighting that for me. I missed that. Well, have you ever read the works of the philosophers, you know what I mean? Plato, Socrates?
Yeah.
It's layered. So sure. When you're reading Mach, you know, you read it once, you don't get it.
I think there's a name you're forgetting there. Plato, Socrates, Savage.
Yeah, sorry. Well, that goes without saying. Our listeners know about Sav. So, you know what? Matt, I think next week we're going to have some good candidates.
Excellent.
So, just so I'm clear before we're done with this, we're giving it to Snow this week, though.
Yeah, Snow's getting it. Mod chatted a few weeks ago. Snow's getting the crown this week.
See, I don't know if I like that. What if we put it up for a debate on the email?
Okay. Well, you know what? Write in. Who do you think is the better
game? Like, you know, Much Music does that. You know what I mean? For you Canadian listeners out there, you know what I'm talking about? I don't know if MTV does it, too. Who knows?
Yeah, but...
you know what I'm talking about, Matt. The whole battle of useless white rappers. That's what we're doing.
Battle of useless white rappers. So email in radio@ginormyradio.com.
And we'll see who finally wins this pointless battle. Who can take Mach off his throne? Certainly wasn't Hogan.
Certainly wasn't Hogan, and the police have yet to do it at the Safeway down in Florida, so...
Informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy of a blam. I like you, bum bum bam.
So, Matt, I realize I have some unfinished business here on the show.
Oh, really? What's that?
I don't know if you remember, but last season, you and I were locked in a huge debate.
Really? It was so huge, I don't seem to remember.
About Colossomy Bags.
Yes.
About Colossomy Bags. We got lots of emails. So this segment's going out to your girlfriend.
Oh, yes.
Jackie, who loved that segment.
Yeah, that was definitely her favorite segment.
I skimmed the email, but I think that's what it said.
She ran to the bathroom right after.
So, Matt, I decided to actually, you know, put an end to this debate. What is a colostomy bag? You and I didn't know.
No idea.
We had no idea. I'm going to put an end to it right now.
Okay.
A colostomy bag is a surgical procedure, right?
Mm-hmm.
That involves connecting a part of the colon onto the anterior abdomen wall. Leaving the patient with an opening in the abdomen called a stoma. This opening is formed from the end of the large intestine, drawn out through an incision and sutured to the skin.
Christ.
After a colostomy, feces leave the patient's body through the stoma and collect in a bag attached to the patient's abdomen, which is changed when necessary.
Good God.
There you go. Now we know. That's what a colostomy is, and the bag, of course, is...
No, but here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got an open... Basically, I guess I wouldn't call it an open wound, but it's an opening to your insides. Wouldn't that easily get infected? Or isn't there, like, a huge risk of that?
You know what?
Especially with all the liquid shit going through there.
You know what? You know how you talked about a pouch for the ass?
Yeah.
In some situations, it may be possible to opt for a colo-anal pouch. This is true.
Really?
Which eliminates the awkwardness and perceived social stigma associated with external bags.
Well, it'd be hard not to have a friggin' stigma. You got a bag hanging out of your stomach.
Whoa, does that mean they stick it up your ass?
I would assume.
Yeah, it does. In place of an external appliance, the internal pouch is constructed using a portion of the patient's lower intestine to act as a new rectum and to replace the one that has been removed. So there you go. There's two options out there for everyone.
So wait. They shove a plastic tube up your butt.
Mm-hmm.
And then where does the shit go in this case?
Well, they build you a new rectum.
So it's basically just like normal.
Essentially, yeah. I mean, I'm sure you have a small... I don't know.
So if it's just like normal, why would anybody go for a colostomy bag?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. Ooh, here's something. For anyone who wants this information, it's on Wikipedia. Just look up colostomy. Perception. And this gets right into what I was talking about, Matt. Colostomies are viewed negatively due to the misconception that it's difficult to hide the smell of feces in the bag, and even keeping it securely attached. Now, see, that's... Okay, first of all, I was at that party.
Yeah.
Something was stinking. Okay.
Well, I mean, think about it, though. You're not exactly going to go out and be a goalie for a hockey team. You've got a bag of shit hanging out of your
stomach. But, like, the misconception that it's difficult to hide the smell? Maybe Maybe this guy just doesn't care.
It's possible, or the fact that he's completely lost his sense of smell because he's so old and senile.
Well, here's another story about him. I've got more.
This is replacing Asian news. It's called shit news.
Shit news. Actually, there's no shit about this. There was a meeting at the place where I work.
Okay.
I'm not going to give out names.
No, of course not.
But there was a meeting, much like the one that I saw him at before.
Yes, the famous double-dipped chip story.
Go
on.
This time, I think he came up with a solution to fix the double chip. For those of you who don't know, he was at this party, and he didn't want to eat anything because he saw a kid double-dipping a chip. Never mind, there's a bag of shit hanging from him. He just didn't want to see those kids double-dipping the chips.
Yeah.
That grossed him out.
There's faux pas, Corey.
So he shows up to this meeting, Matt, and I kid you not, he has 5 pieces of rice on his face. I'm not kidding you at all.
Saving those for later.
That's exactly what he did. All night, this guy chased 5 pieces of rice on his face around. I'm serious. He's not once, like, you know, have you ever talked to someone and you see the stuff on their face and you're just like, you know, you make the gesture, you know, there's something on your face?
Yeah.
He would, like, you know, make the motion, but just move it. He would just move it from one cheek to the other, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
There's really, so I don't know, I think what he was doing was he was worried that there's kids there double-dipping chips, so he put food on his face for later. He brought it from home. Those 5 pieces of rice had to sustain him all night.
Actually, they could have technically classified as Asian news, couldn't
they? It was Duncan. I've not been giving a name to this guy, but it's Duncan.
It's Duncan. He put the rice there. He cooked it himself.
He did. Well, he heard me making fun of this guy and wanted to help him out, so he gave him some rice. You know, we should really bring this guy on the show.
Really? We should. Do we have a direct line to the old folks home?
Yeah. I'm not sure. But this is a true story, Matt. So,
how old is this guy?
Oh, he must be like 85.
Okay. So maybe he has a slight excuse for not noticing the smell of leaking liquid shit falling out of his colostomy bag.
No, and I'm not faulting him. Forgive me if it sounds like I'm faulting him for that.
No.
It's not his fault.
Yeah.
It's really not. It's just I find it difficult to have conversations with someone when it stinks that bad. And I really don't care what Wikipedia says.
Yeah.
It's the misconception that it's hard to hide that smell. It's a bag of shit.
That is true.
Like, what are you supposed to, Febreze? Like, Febreze for colostomy bags? Like, I'm not sure there's a market for that.
There could be.
Maybe there should be.
Look into that. Maybe we shouldn't be broadcasting this. We could be millionaires.
Shit. Patent pending.
Patent X.
So Matt, last week I had an experience.
Oh yeah? What was that?
I went to the Vagina Monologues.
Good lord, why?
Yeah, that's the response I usually get. My girlfriend was in it. I was supporting.
Get any pictures?
No, I didn't. You know what the Vagina Monologues are, roughly, right?
Yeah.
Well, for those of you who don't know what the Vagina Monologues are, and I was shocked that there's a lot of people who really don't, the Vagina Monologues is set up to promote awareness for women's violence, technically.
Uh-huh.
That's why they stage the shows of it. It's to promote...
So they say.
What?
So they say.
It's what they say. It's to, you know, promote non-violence. So I get there. And I hear women tell stories about... one woman wants to reclaim the word cunt.
That's a very valiant quest.
It's a valiant quest to reclaim the word cunt. Let me see. Another one is about an underage girl who has her first sexual experience with an older woman, like her first real sexual experience, after being abused. And then, like, her first...
So it's a family show.
It's a family show. Bring the kids. Bring Duncan. He can learn something.
He'll just be staring at and be mesmerized by the lights in the PA system all night.
Trying to figure out how they work.
And rewiring them in his head.
Yeah, exactly. What else do they talk about? One girl talks about a guy get that. Okay, there's one. These are supposed to be based on true stories.
Okay.
Interviews. I kid you not. One of the stories is about a girl who claimed she didn't like her vagina.
Okay?
She just did not like her vagina. For whatever reason, she just grew up not liking it. So she tells a story about a random hookup she's having with a man.
Top of green, fix it right up.
Fix it right up. That's the only problem with it. She talks about an encounter she's having with a man, where the man, for an hour, stares at her vagina and tells her how pretty it is.
Was this at an art show, or...?
No, like it's a random hookup.
Is this in the doctor's office?
No. She brings the guy home to have sex. Instead, he stares at her vagina for about 2 hours.
Was it James Lipton?
What? Was it James Lipton, yeah.
Did he
applaud? James Lipton. He thought it was great. He was trying to think of a word to, you know, describe it. But seriously, though, and this is supposed to be based on a true story, and the woman found it weird, but not once during this encounter thought enough to, you know, I don't know, put her pants on, get up, you know, walk out.
Have a cup of tea.
Yeah, have a cup of tea. You know, play a board game at this rate. You know what I mean? No, eventually, after 2 hours, apparently they have sex, but she waited. She waited for it. She was, you know, there for the long haul.
It was. I'm sure it was totally worth it with a guy like that.
With a guy like that. Well, the moral of the story is she fell in love with her vagina that night.
That is the stupidest story I've ever heard in my whole life.
One woman talks about how she is her clitoris, like it is what she is.
Well,
that's... So I spent the whole night.
Hot button issue.
Imagining what she would look like a clitoris. That's really what I did.
I'm sure you got the most out of it.
I got the most out of it. Let me read some. Do you mind if I just take a moment here to read out some of the names of these like monologues?
Sure.
All right. Some of these are just. One's called Hair. Okay.
I wonder what that one's about.
it's a mystery. It's cryptic.
it's
like Botch lyrics. Another one's called Where and Say. Here's one that's great. The Flood. One's called The Vagina Workshop. That's the one where she talks about being her clitoris. Vagina Happy Fact. That's another one. Because he liked to look at it. Now, that's the guy who looks at it for 12.
Yeah, self-explanatory.
Yeah. I was 12. My mother slapped me.
I think I probably want to hear that one.
Not So Happy Fact. That's another one.
No.
Memory of her face. Here's one I loved. A crooked braid. My angry vagina is another one.
Wait, hold on, hold the phone. A crooked braid?
Yeah, that's honestly the name of it.
Where's the braid?
You know what? I don't remember that one somehow. I think that's in the second act when I was zoning out.
That was the second act when you weren't there.
Yeah. My vagina was my village. This one's great. My little coochie snoocher that could.
For the kids.
Yeah. Smell. Wow. My short skirt. Reclaiming cunt. A 6-year-old girl was asked.
God, how long was this?
Only 2 hours. A woman.
Seriously?
Who loved... What?
Seriously?
Yeah, I swear to God. The woman who loved to make vaginas happy. And here's the one that my girlfriend did. I was in the room. That one is a serious one about being there, like when a friend's giving birth. Some of them weren't so bad. Some of them, you know, like that one.
Happened to all of us, yeah.
What?
It happened to all of us.
It's great.
God, Chris.
You know, like some of it. I'm not gonna lie. Some of it wasn't terrible.
Yeah.
You know, some of it. You know, like
2 hours. Holy Christ.
Some of it. Well, yeah. Like after a while, there's like filler. Quite literally, you know.
They bring the fat girl out and
shit. She just shows everybody her vagina. It was great. It's great to do a porn so slowly you don't even notice.
It's so big you just don't even magnify glass. Or...
You're like, wow, that's awesome. That's what I came for. Check please. But
is there snacks and intermission?
This year they didn't do this, but they used to have chocolate vaginas there that you could buy.
Good God, why didn't they do that again?
I don't, who knows? Maybe it's offensive.
Perhaps marketing.
They were too busy reading things like, my little coochie snoocher that could, and they realized it was too offensive.
Well, I think marketing might have been an issue.
Marketing?
Yeah.
Well, sort of a niche market, I guess.
I suppose. Do they have t-shirts?
Yeah, they have t-shirts.
That's what everybody wants now. I mean, they usually have those theater things. They always make up t-shirts. And
for the cast.
Okay.
Who buys those? Have you ever been to a theater production where someone's like, oh, God, I want to buy one of the t-shirts? Really, it's there for the cast, and the cast probably gets them for free.
It's true, and they're always, like, paper thin, and somebody took, like, that that wax paper stuff you get at Staples and just, like, ironed it on.
Well, of course they do. What do you think L.L. Bean is like, oh,
broken.
A local theater production. Let me make up some shirts for them. Dolce & Gabbana. This is awesome. What are we expecting here?
It's what I heard with Donatella Versace's coming out with her her summer line.
She's coming out with a summer line of clothes dedicated to shitty local theater productions.
My town, my crew, my guy is.
Everyone's gonna buy these, man.
Yeah, I think they're gonna be a huge hit.
No one's really gonna get what they're for though, because no one's gonna see the plays.
That's true, but it makes them seem indie, and you gotta find out about them.
It's true. And we will find out. If we find out about any local theater, I think we should tell it on the show. Seriously.
Well, maybe I'll give that beat to you, because I'm not sure I want to spend money on crappy local theater.
Well, I won't go. I'll just listen to hearsay.
Oh, that's the best way to review anything. We've already been past that.
We've gone down this road once. We know the best way to review anything is to not see it and just listen to what other people say. Why? Saves you money.
Exactly. I vote the same way.
Sorry?
I vote the same way.
Yeah, well.
I just listen to people say.
I walk out, I'm like, who'd you vote for? Really? Is he good? Okay, I'm in. I like his buttons. They're nice.
Really? The Christian Heritage Party? Did they have a shot?
That's awesome.
They got my vote.
Did you notice during the election? I was at this debate during the election. It was at the same place, actually, that the vagina monologue was at.
Coincidence? I think not.
No. At the one venue in town. And, you know, you've heard the stereotype that old people vote conservative?
Yeah.
In this town?
Yeah.
It's true. I was on the steps with, I was walking into the venue where the debate's about to happen, right?
Yeah.
And I shared a walk up the steps with a man dressed in blue, wearing a big conservative button, and it must have taken us an hour and a half to mount three flights of stairs. It was brutal. And the funny thing is, the Conservative Party, the candidate in this area,
yeah,
didn't realize who was voting for him.
Yeah.
So he tried, you know how, cause nowadays, the hip, the scarves.
Yeah.
You got the hats for, you're running and everything.
Yeah.
And that works in most areas, except for here, where everyone's old.
They should be hanging out conservative colostomy bags.
That's what I was going to say. Put a button on that. No, that would pierce it. But anyway. They're all wearing the scarves and the hip hat.
Yeah.
And these people can barely walk. I'm thinking, concerned less about how they look and more about them walking. You know what I mean? Who's going to, these people are going to go door to door for you? They can barely get up in the morning. Go for younger people. That's all I'm saying. That's just an aside. Just an aside, Matt. Just going to throw that out there.
Well, thank you for your comments, Corey.
The views expressed here are, just mine. Solely, those of commentator and not the station.
And not of Giant Army Radio.
Not of Giant Army Radio. Giant Army Radio loves old people, and so do I. I'm just saying.
It's true. We use their fodder week after week for
our
show.
We're bringing their issues to light.
I know. Last week was Asians, this week it's seniors.
The season. I think it's going to be I think we should bring in the seniors every week and ask them what they need.
And if they ask you what it's for, say CBC.
Tell them we're giving out free shit. They love that. It's your pension check.
This is blank. Damn you, kids.
Oh, you punk kids. Informant, say that I'm a stormy of a man. I look you for my man.
There you go. Informant, say that I'm a stormy of a man. I look you for my man.
Matt, I guess that's it for another week.
I'm sure everybody's enjoyed our many topics this week.
Who knows, we don't really talk about anything or get anything resolved.
I know, offended the elderly, a few Asian jokes in there.
We just pretty much offend everyone, but we're kind-hearted, we mean well.
It's true, it is Valentine's Day.
It is Valentine's Day. Matt, do you have any special Valentine's shout-outs you'd like to do?
I do. I'd like to do a Valentine's shout-out to my girlfriend, Jackie.
I'd like to also give out a Valentine's shout-out to my girlfriend, Martin. And I'd like to say a good special hello to my friend, Nicole, who just started subscribing to this show. You know, it's been weird. We haven't really had any of our friends listening to the show.
It's true. If we had some, we'll get them to listen.
Yeah, we had friends. We had friends, but then we started the radio show, and then we alienated them all.
I'd also like to give a special Valentine's Day shout-out to Duncan's mom.
Really?
Yep.
She's down in the corner?
Makes the best chicken balls you've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah. Incredible.
She's awesome.
I agree.
I love her.
Me
you know too. Why I love her?
Why?
Because she gave us something that's more than gold. And that's the comedy stylings of Duncan. Wow.
It's true. She should have written a piece for the Vagina Monologues about his birth.
She should have.
Biggest
I wasn't
head
paying
ever.
Attention, and there it was.
Biggest head ever.
It came out mumbling.
yeah.
Again,
Think something about not listening. I don't know.
A couple things I'd like to wrap up, though, before we go. I'd like to... we want some emails.
Definitely want some emails.
There's enough of you guys out there listening to the show now.
Yeah.
Like, when it was in the tens of ones, it was okay. But now that we're, like, in the hundreds...
Yeah.
My God, someone email us. Say hello. I don't care what you say.
It's radio@ginormyradio.com.
That's what it is. You know, like, there's, like... You know, we're in the hundreds, right?
Yes.
And these people aren't actually emailing.
I know.
Back when we had a radio show and we had 10 listeners way back in the day,
yeah.
Even people then would email us.
It's true.
I mean, it was to say, you guys suck.
At least it was feedback.
At least it was feedback.
You guys
go. Thanks, buddy. Back at you. You know, shout out. That's all we... You know,
hollas.
We want hollas.
Exactly.
If the holla girls are listening...
Yeah. Totally random show, Chip.
Totally random show. Hey, by the way, are we doing well there, Matt, on the ratings app? I know we're new.
We're doing well on the ratings.
We are?
Yeah, we're doing decent.
Wow. We've been up, like, a week.
Yeah.
There you go,
folks. We're not in the top 100 yet, but...
We're getting there.
But give it time. And I have a theory about why the Totally Random Show is in the top 100, and it's because they're girls.
It's because they're girls. It's because, you know why? You know what it is?
Right.
It's because they're girls in dorm rooms.
It's true. Sexist.
Sexist, yeah. That's what it is.
It's true.
It's holding the man down, quite literally. but no, seriously, it's girls in dorm rooms, and there are guys out there thinking, like, they're going to do really neat things, like kinky things on the radio.
It's true.
But it's the radio, people.
Instead, it's them reenacting Mad TV skits.
You know what's wrong with that,
Matt? I couldn't have been more disappointed.
You know what's wrong with trying to put humor... Or try to invoke the humor of Mad TV.
They're done there.
Yeah, exactly. They weren't funny to begin with. That's the problem.
Although, turn there to the super fantastic musical at its moments.
At its moments? Only because we think Arnold Schwarzenegger is funny.
That's true. And poor Arnold Schwarzenegger impressions.
It's true. It's true. As you know, Arnold is actually a big supporter of our show.
Oh, yeah. He's been doing... he did promos for us for our last few shows.
Well, I've been calling them shout-outs.
That's really what they are. He's really showing the love, as Mudge would say, and you know what? We're showing it right back.
You know what? Hollas.
Hollas.
Is that how they say it? I haven't heard the show yet.
I think that's how you say it. They go, holla.
Holla.
And they basically just holla their friends. Or
we
like
had what back in the day.
What?
Remember we had that show early on? This is going way back, so no one who listens to our show currently would remember this.
Yeah.
But we, one time, someone in the studio said, what? Tell you what.
I think it was Duncan, and then he left.
Yeah. It was all you heard was static.
Heard it.
Dogs heard it. It was at a really low frequency.
Somebody thought somebody's vacuuming in the background.
Exactly. It just sounded like normal static that our show normally gave off because we had really shitty quality.
All right.
And on that note, I'd like to give a big shout out to Richard Rock, who used to produce our show.
Yeah, big shout out to him. He's not listening.
No.
All right, then. Show solved.
Nope.
All right, that's me,
what's up, man? Hey, yo, what's going on, yeah?
Corey.
Sick and tired of 5-0 running up on the block, you know what I'm saying? Yo, Snow, they came around looking for you the other day.
Word,
bust it.